By Jazz Dami on BBC Radio Nottingham. Good evening, I'm Hansa Davey and I'm with you until 8 o'clock when Dawn B takes over. Now, whether it's your phone, your TV or even your rice cooker, technology is all around you every day of the week. It's always developing and it continues to impact society in lots of different ways. Technology is not always the easiest to understand or master. So here to talk tech is local man Bal Bansal. He's the head of technology and innovation for a well-known soft drinks company. And he also writes a book about this very subject. Good evening to you, Bal.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. So what have you written about on your blog most recently?
Recently, it was the announcement about the banning of petrol and diesel cars in 2040.
What do you make of that?
I think it's too soon. I've had a lot of comments
by
a lot of people saying that it's far away, we'll figure it out, you know, there's plenty of time to sort things out. But I think it's going to creep up really soon. I don't think we're ready as a nation.
How will we be ready? Or what do we need to be ready then?
Well, that's a great question. You know, if we're bringing in hybrid or fully electric cars, A, we've got to make sure we've got charging points everywhere. So, you know, your traditional petrol station, that's not going to exist as it is today, right? So you're going to have electrical charging points. So you go in. But the problem is when you fill up your car with petrol or diesel today, it takes you no more than, 5 minutes to fill up? Yeah. You go, you pay, you're in your car and off you go. You can do, you know, anything between 300-400 to 700-800 miles on a full tank. With electric car, obviously electric charging will take a little bit of time. So you're looking at 20 minutes, 30 minutes to charge, to give it a boost charge.
Isn't that something that they will develop over time as well? You know, the ability to charge quicker.
So we're hoping. But there's no guarantees, right?
Okay. So is that your biggest gripe with electric cars? Well, or are you...
No. I'm all up for electric cars.
Yeah.
I think they're a great idea. You know, you've got your Teslas, BMW bringing out a lot of hybrid cars, Mercedes, car manufacturers making hybrid cars. So they've got the battery, they've got the petrol engine. If your battery runs out, the petrol engine kicks in. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. But we need to think about infrastructure a little bit more. We need to think, right, how are we going to charge the cars? So, you know, if you've got a Tesla and you're driving from London, let's say, up to Leeds, for example, will you make it all the way? No, you won't. You're going to have to stop off somewhere. You're going to have to charge. You're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to wait 30, 40, 50 minutes for it to charge up. Then you can continue with your journey. Wherever you're going, you've got to make sure they've got a charging point there. So let's say you're going to a wedding. Right, you're going to an Indian wedding, you pull up, wherever it is, the first thing you're going to be thinking is, I need to charge my car. Is it going to be charged? Have we got a charging point? Where do I find that? And, you know, before you know it, you're pulling out an extension lead from the back of your car, you're trying to find a charging point. All these things.
But don't you think that 20 years is long enough for the government and other, you know, other authorities to think of these things and to think, right, we've got to have ports everywhere, we've got to make sure charging can be done in a decent amount of time, like you say, so people aren't sat waiting there for about 20 minutes or whatever. Don't you think that that's something that can be done and developed and be ready to go by 2040?
Absolutely, yeah, it could be. But then who's going to pay for it? There'll be a cost. So all of this is going to cost money, right? New charging points, stations, all of this is going to cost money. On top of that, batteries will need to be replaced. So the development of batteries, you know, people are talking about, and Tesla are talking about longer range batteries, so you can go more than 200-300 miles on a full charge. That's great. Once again, it's going to cost money. So it's taken a while for Tesla to get to where we are today, and it's going to take a while for them to keep going. And Panasonic have built a huge factory where they're making batteries, and that's great. That's fantastic. But we need to be thinking a lot more strategically in terms of cost, in terms of infrastructure, and how we're going to meet the 2040 target.
Interesting. Well, let's see what happens with that one then. Mm-hmm. Talking about the future, I've heard something about robots talking to each other.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
So this is great. So you might have read it in the news. Robots started communicating to each other. So robots, you can call it artificial intelligence, started talking in their own language that no one could understand, and they kind of switched it off. It sounds like a scene.
So it's a new language they've created.
A new language, you could call it. So they started communicating to each other. No one could understand it, so they had to switch the robots off. Now, artificial intelligence, a lot of these robots can learn as they're doing tasks. You know, so you feed in some information, learn repetitive tasks, or if they pick up something, they'll continue to learn. And that's how the intelligence builds in some of these robots or bots. And these guys, don't know how, started communicating, kind of freaked one or two people out.
I think the don't know how thing is the scariest thing. One minute you're building something, and then the next minute, I mean...
Well, they're learning, they're continuously learning. That's the key thing about these bots. You know, they're always learning, picking up things. You know, there's various inputs going into them. You've got to remember that. So they're learning from various sources. And then that's how they can start to communicate and start to understand, okay, what's going on here.
And is this a good thing that they're talking to each other? Or could it be a good thing?
Well, it could be if you can understand what they're saying.
That's the key, isn't it?
Right.
So along with robots, there's something that a local team, so a team from Nottingham Trent University, have developed for washing machines. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I thought this was a great story when I read it on the news, on BBC News. So there's some students at Nottingham Trent University, and you know that washing machines that we have, they're very heavy. So when they offload them on the truck, or when they load them onto a truck and they bring them into your house, it takes a few guys to carry it. They're very heavy because they have lumps of concrete. So when the drum is spinning and your washing's going round and round and round, to keep it stable, you have concrete to keep it kind of grounded in words, so it doesn't shake around and move around everywhere. So what these guys thought was, well, okay, concrete's great, but is there another way to do this? And so they must have done a lot of research, had a look at things, and then what they thought is, from a kind of a density, to keep it, you know, something solid and heavy, why don't we just fill something up with water? So, and that's what they've done. So these washing machines, they have a concrete plate at the bottom and concrete at the top, traditional ones. And what they did was take the top one off, put a plastic container, a little bit larger than a concrete block, and then tested it, you know, moved it around, which is obviously lighter to carry around because it hasn't got the concrete. And then they filled it with water and they span it, and it worked to the more or less the same effect as if it had a concrete block. Now, what are the advantages of this? So if you're carrying something around with a big, without the big heavy concrete block, it's, you know, it's lighter, you know, emissions on trucks.
I was going to say, I didn't even realise there was concrete in a washing machine in the first place. So yes, how has this not been thought about before?
Well, that's what happens. That's what these guys said as well. Why hasn't someone thought this before? And there's so many things like this out there. You know, why isn't this being thought of before? Or start looking at things. You know, there's a lot of people I talk to and they kind of moan or complain. And I said, look, think of it as an opportunity. Why don't you do something about it? So someone somewhere must have complained about washing machines are too heavy. You know, we need to do something about it. Lifting them breaks my back. CO2 emissions on trucks. And there you go. Someone's done something about it.
Wow. Well, maybe newer washing machines will be bearably lighter than the ones at the moment. What else has been catching your eye in the world of technology news this week?
Well, there's quite a few things going on this week and over the previous weeks. I think there's one story that kind of really sticks out that I shared on my blog, was the shadow business secretary talking about Uber and how it's not really great and made some other comments. My thoughts on that, I think we should be working with these companies. Now, okay, there's a lot of companies that can't do a lot of things right. But the way, the experience that you have with Uber is really good. Now, I'll give you my own personal example. I came to Nottingham train station from London. This is going back about a month ago. Got outside and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get one of the local taxis. So I went up and I said, hi, need a taxi, want to get home. I've only got a credit card. Is that okay? Do you accept it? Oh, no, cash only. I said, okay, I'm going to go to the taxi behind you. So I went to them, no credit card. But I know one of these guys does. Hold on, I'll let me find him. I thought, you're joking, right? So he's asking, oh, where's so person? Because he's got a credit card machine.
Well, that's the whole thing about Uber, is that it is very kind of everything at the touch of a button, so to speak, on your phone. And I believe what the shadow business secretary was saying, that, you know, it wasn't just about Uber. It was that she wasn't really a fan of the whole gig economy, which, as we know, is those kind of jobs or events or employers that pay people kind of as work comes in, and some of the times under minimum wage, which is what I think she had an issue with. So, I mean, are you saying that the way forward is going to be the gig sort of economy?
Yeah, I think it is.
Why?
I think it is. I think we're going to see more and more of that. of where there's going to be companies such as like Uber, and there's various other ones out there like that who are operating the gig economy model. We're going to see more and more folk being paid for what they do, rather than giving someone a salary and say, right, okay, here's your tasks for the week, whatever. Whatever they do, that's what they get paid for. We're going to see more of that. But what we need to do is work with these companies and explain to them, right, guys, if you are paying, you know, below minimum wage, we need to work something out. You know, make it very clear. And if there are issues, work with them. I do see more and more of that happening. It's purely because the technology makes the whole process really, really simple. You know, it, for example, one of the gig economy companies is kind of, you know, takeaways that I don't want to mention the company on air, but you know, they'll pick up food for you and they'll bring it to your house. You know, it could be any restaurant that you want, and you see them on the cycles going around delivering.
Yeah, so again, they're just one of the other companies that are within this sort of gig, that falls under this gig economy umbrella, so to speak. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, Bal, but thank you so much. It's always a pleasure have you in the studio. Thank you. That's Bal Bansal, who is the head of technology and innovation for a well-known soft drinks company living in Nottingham on BBC Radio Nottingham.